This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. That's what it's all about. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. And there you can find all kinds of information, empower your health, and we have team members there waiting to help you along the way. Let's kick it off and go with Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. My grandson is in college. Since he was a teenager, he's had mouth ulcers. They are so awful and painful, and we have taken him to every physician we can find. He's done the non-dairy diet, and I'm hoping there's some other answer that we might try, or even another medical field we might contact.
Well, a couple of things that you want to think about when you're dealing with the mouth ulcers like that. Typically, the mouth reflects what's going on in the gut, so that's what you always want to remember. So, what's happening in the digestive system is usually a reflection. The mouth will show that. So if he has an imbalance in the bacteria in the gut, then it's probably going to show at some level in the mouth. So you want to look at that. Then also, there might be an issue at some level, potentially, with some kind of viral activity going on. So you might want to get some blood tests done just to check and see. And they can look in, from the different aspects of it, of what might be happening biochemically in the body. And if there's a bacteria, or if there's some kind of viral issue that could be triggering it as well. But it's good to know that. And then, of course, you can use things naturally to support it. But you got to know what pathway and actually what's going on first to be able to really come up with a good overall game plan. That's typically the first steps. And getting the lab work, knowing what to do there. You could start doing remedies at some level, cutting out the arginine foods and using probiotics and all that, but I'm a bigger fan of getting the test done. That way you'll know exactly what's going on. All right, 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. All right, talk about a couple things. You want to talk about stress, because stress is a big deal. We talk about stress management, and the reason we talk about it is because so many people are stressed out, and if you don't get balanced and get your life where it needs to be, then that stress can produce ill effects on your health. And we know that. I mean, studies and research has shown and proven that. So getting your body in balance, what do you do? Well, here's what you don't want to do. All right? You want to get wound up, be full of anxiety, stressed out, and have your cortisol levels going through the roof. Here's what you can get, you can take to the bank that you can do. So stay plugged in 24/7. So it's proven that we average, the University of California did a study, and this on average we stay plugged in 16 hours a day into digital media. That's pretty incredible. And so Facebook, actually, that they've done studies on that, and it links to people having digital distress, they call it, and having feelings of loneliness. So it can actually throw into depression and that sort of thing. So keep everything bottled up, too. And don't let it out. That's a surefire way to be stressed out and really begin hurting your health. So you may hold back the tears and you may, you know, suppress your urge to cry and hold in your anger and all that. But David Spiegel, who is at Stanford University. He's the associate chair of psychiatry and behavioral sciences. He said avoiding makes it like it isn't happening, and the more you avoid, the worse it gets. The more you deal with things that stress you out, the more mastery you'll have over them. That's a good word right there. Be a couch potato. Don't move. You know, lay around, watch TV. You do that, you're going to stress everything out. So moving the feet release a feel-good chemical in the brain, and low-intensity exercise even reduce levels of cortisol, which is that stress hormone we talk about. And the physical activity can boost your mood and improve overall cognitive function. So get moving. Get off the couch. Stop wasting time laying there. Now, sacrifice passions for your paycheck. So more money, more problems? Well, not really, but there's been plenty of psychological research linking the stressful effects of money and its toll on happiness. According to behavioral economist Daniel Kahneman, he said the connection between stress and wealth may not be hiding in what we're doing to earn it, but what we're giving up instead. So being wealthy is often a powerful predictor that people spend less time doing pleasurable things and more time doing compulsory things like feeling stressed. So regardless of the dollar amount, pursuing a paycheck and power over a sustainable life may have you flirting with stress in the workplace and could burn out very quickly. Keep aiming for perfection. That's another quick way to get stressed out, that's for sure. Perfectionists strive to have everything just right, and the drive can lead to a stressful lifestyle. So whether they're procrastinating or task or because they want it to be just the way they want, or it can be draining because they're constantly thinking about it. So experts do suggest practicing gratitude, and it can help perfectionists manage their expectations in that. So it's a big deal. Overanalyze everything. That is a surefire way to stay stressed out. So when any stressful situation is solved over obsessing over it, never. Okay, so again, understand what you've got to deal with and then, you know, make a decision and move on. Women, they say, are 42% more likely than men to overanalyze something. So regardless of what it is, overthinking it, over strategizing over it will drive you crazy. Shop. They said indulging a little bit in the retail therapy may sound like an ideal way to burn off the stress, but you're doing the opposite. According to a small study conducted at Michigan State University, participants who scored as materialistic in the experiment had an increased likelihood of experiencing post-traumatic stress symptoms and a higher chance of compulsively or impulsively shopping. Now, another is you can feed off other people's stress. So if you carry around other people's drama, that becomes an issue. So they say to limit that, because, I mean, you may have friends that are going through things and you want to be there for them. And that's cool. That's great. You want to do that. But don't carry around everybody else's junk. You know what I mean? I mean, that happens a lot. And people do that a lot. So don't carry that around. Know that you can push that to the side. So if you make I sleep when I'm dead, and I know I've said this before, your motto, then that may happen earlier than you think. So they said if you don't take issue with persistent stress, then you may have no problem getting less than your recommended amount of shut-eye. Now, sleep deprivation can significantly affect stress levels. Matter of fact, in 2013, a national survey conducted by the HuffPost said that participants cited their biggest stress trigger is lack of sleep. So if you want to manage the toxic, uneasy emotions, let your head hit the pillow just a little bit longer, and you'll be amazed at the difference. Also, disregard your finances. According to the American Psychological Association, 76% of Americans cite money as a major source of stress. So research conducted recently said that financial stress can cause significant decrease in IQ, but if you don't need to be wealthy to feel in control, even if your budget's tight, is a way to manage money so it doesn't contribute to your stress levels. Coming up, we're going to jump in and grab more of your questions. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Thank you. at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know we're here to help. Take you from where you are in current state of health to where you need to be. That is what it's all about. We got an email that came in. Betty in Atlanta says, my grandson has ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and his parents just keep him on the meds. Is there anything we can do? Well, it's going to be something that they have to decide. That's for sure. Now, the medications do work. That's why they're approved. However, they can be a little bit challenging on the heart, as you know, probably know that. So there are some things naturally that can be done. You've got to focus on the acetylcholine levels in the brain. Acetylcholine is that powerful brain chemical. We call it a neurotransmitter. And it's extremely effective at creating focus, cognitive function, memory. It's incredible. And there's different vitamins and minerals that will raise acetylcholine levels in the brain and actually help. So some of those, which are really beneficial, actually egg yolks can do that. Lecithin, which is a supplement you can find in a health food store, can help. But you want to use that phosphatidylcholine or lecithin. You take that typically before bedtime, they say. A lot of the experts will say that. And it helps raise the acetylcholine levels as you sleep, which is really interesting. Now, you know, throughout the day, if you're taking the meds, there's going to be a weaning process because it's going to make you very, very tired. And I would encourage you, I would just do some research on it because it is kind of a big deal. I mean, you don't want to be taking, that's a strong medication to be taking day in and day out all the time. And you typically will find some great ways to be able to support brain chemistry. I mean, something simple like vitamin B6 works really well, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, and then also tyrosine can help quite a bit when you're dealing with ADHD. So there's quite a few things that can be done to really support it to where you don't have to take, or many times, you know, as long as the doctor's okay with it, the medications. But you got to check with the pediatrician, make sure they're okay. Parents have got to be on board. A lot of people have to be on board for this to work the way that you're calling or, you know, the way that you're asking about here in the email. So I encourage you to get with a pediatrician and get with the parents and kind of have a little powwow session so you can come up with the right kind of game plan. 888-283-7272. And we're open with questions about your health. If you have gallbladder issues, which we get a lot of emails about that, a lot of emails about gallbladder and what to do, here's some signs and symptoms and some things to look out for. So if you pay attention to your heart, your brain, your skin, you got to know what's going on with the gallbladder. It's a little bitty pouch tucked away underneath the right side of your rib cage. Here's what it does. It's a little sac. It stores bile from the liver, which is found just beneath that, and it helps to break down in the small intestine fatty foods. Now, the gallbladder doesn't come with too many problems typically, but if something slows or blocks down the flow of bile from the gallbladder, a number of issues can result and lead to gallbladder disease. So here's the gallbladder and things that can go wrong. Number one, you get stones, which is a big deal. A lot of people get stones, and that begins kind of a downward spiral. But the gallstones cause pain known as biliary colic. About 90% of the people with gallstones have no symptoms, but the most symptomatic gallstones have been present for a number of years. For unknown reasons, if you have gallstones more than 10 years, they're less likely to cause symptoms. Now, biliary colic is another one, too. It's episodes that last about an hour or two. This is severe episodes of pain that can be caused by gallstone blockage of the cystic duct, and the gallbladder contracts vigorously against the blockage, causing spasmodic or severe pain. Now, the inflamed gallbladder is another one, too. So inflammation of the gallbladder can be caused by gallstones, excessive alcohol use, infections, and even tumors. But the cholecystitis is gallstones, and the body can react to the gallstone irritation by causing the gallbladder walls to become swollen and painful. And about 20% of the time, sluggish inflamed gallbladder is invaded by this certain bacteria. And it's an intestinal bacteria. And it becomes infected. Occasionally, the gallbladder ruptures. Though the other is a dysfunctional gallbladder or gallbladder disease where you get a lot of diarrhea. It just means that there's repeated inflammation and gallstones that are being affected that are causing a lot of that. Now, symptoms, here's what you get. If you have these symptoms, then you know that you're facing some gallbladder issues. Number one is severe abdominal pain, typical on the right side. Pain that extends beneath the right shoulder blade on the back. Pain that worsens after a meal, particularly after a fatty or greasy food meal. And a pain that feels dull, sharp, or crampy. A pain that increases when you breathe in deeply. Chest pain, heartburn, indigestion, vomiting, nausea, shaking with chills, jaundice, or stools of an unusual color, like a light gray. So, again, it's a challenge. But should you rush out and get your gallbladder taken out? Probably not. A lot of these can be resolved through certain techniques, and just depending on who you're working with, what practitioner you're working with, they may know it, they may not, but they can definitely put it in the right perspective to either have it out because it's an emergency reason for a cystic duct blockage, or you just follow some natural approaches and hopefully be able to salvage everything and keep it working the way that it needs to. If you're having a severe attack, though, make sure to back off on a lot of the fats until it settles down. Many times, if you increase L-taurine, an amino acid, it can help break those fats down and it will kind of support the gallbladder as a whole. If you can support it, salvage it, save it, you're going to be much better off than just having it cut out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website oncallradio.com. There you'll find all kind of information to help you. Also, you can sign up for a free email newsletter. Powerful. It goes out each and every week to be able to give you some great information. Coming up, you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about fat loss tips and our food of the day.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crist for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices we make every single day and how they can determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. All right, the big topic right now that we're hearing is Ebola virus. So the Ebola virus, they're saying there's no cure, but early intensive treatment can boost survival. So it's currently raging in West Africa and has well-earned reputation as one of the most deadly illnesses in the world. But experts stress that early and intense medical care can greatly improve a person's chances of survival. There's no cure or vaccine for Ebola, which can wreak life-threatening havoc within the body by attacking multiple organ systems at the same time. Instead, there's a movie, by the way, made about 10, 12 years ago called Outbreak. If you ever want to see that, that was based on the Ebola virus. And instead, doctors must fall back on the basics of good, meticulous intensive care, they say, supporting the patient, targeting the treatment toward organs that are under attack by the virus. Dr. Lee Norman, who's chief medical officer at the University of Kansas Hospital, he says you treat the things that are failing. He said if a person is dehydrated, you treat them with IV fluid. So if a person's respiratory failure, you put them on a ventilator. Such medical care has so far helped two American aid workers currently fighting for their lives in Liberia. Each became infected with Ebola while helping stricken patients in the West African nation. The condition of the two American patients changes day to day. Earlier in the week, both Ken Brantley and Nancy Reitbol were reported by the Associated Press to have improved slightly, but the update Thursday from Samaritan's Purse said that Brantley's condition has taken a slight turn for the worse overnight. Brantley is 33. He's a family physician from Texas who serves as medical director for the Samaritan's Purse treatment center in Liberia's capital. And Reitbol is a hygienist who works for the group with Samaritan's Purse as well. Ebola currently is raging through West Africa in Liberia and Sierra Leone. As of July 29th, the virus has killed 729 people and infected 1,300, according to the World Health Organization. The virus is particularly tough to combat because once you get it, it attacks so many different tissues. And Dr. Bruce Hirsch, an infectious disease specialist, said in contrast, most viruses tend to get target one specific organ, like the liver. But Ebola attacks every organ system, including the heart, lungs, brain, liver, and kidneys. And the virus even attacks a person's blood, thinning it and causing Ebola's trademark bleeding from multiple orifices. So the impact in the term overall illness is additive, they say. But every time you do another organ system failing, the person's chance of survival goes down. So the human body responds to this multiple-pronged attack by initiating a massive, intense inflammatory response, which adds to the damage, unfortunately. So the Ebola ravages as such even young, healthy patients who usually can fight off most serious illnesses. They have a high death rate as well. So pumping the fluids into the patient remains one of the best frontline treatments for Ebola to limit damage caused by the inflammation. Beyond that, doctors must pay close attention to the patient and be ready to treat whatever organs are on the verge of failure. It doesn't sound like much, they say, but the basic care can dramatically enhance chances of survival. And if you look at the overall statistics, the mortality rate is around 50 to 60%. But if you get out into the remote areas, the mortality rate increases to about 90%. So they say, indeed, there is a rare moment of good news in aid and emergency. Doctors Without Borders reported recently in its latest update about West African outbreaks. The group said it was closing in on Ebola treatment center in New Guinea town recently. And during the 7 weeks, 21 people with the disease were admitted to the center, with an astonishing 75% of the patients making a recovery. So it's good to hear. I mean, as challenging of a disease as it is, and again, we're hearing about it crossing the borders here and becoming an issue in the United States. So definitely be cautious. And I was talking to a colleague today, and they said that it's seemingly to be a little bit worse than everyone perceives, but just take precautions when you're flying and traveling. Make sure to wash your hands and limit exposure. You just want to do that as much as possible. 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to the phones and talk with Mary. Hi, Mary.
I have wanted to see if there was a natural way of dealing with thyroid issues and then calcium issues. I had thyroid cancer 8 years ago and taking Armour thyroid medication, and then I'm on calcitriol for my calcium because it doesn't stay at the normal level. Goes way down. Anyway, so just wanted to see if I could get off those medications and try to deal with it in a, natural way.
Yeah. There's several things you can do. I mean, first and foremost, don't get an iodine clearance test. Your doctor can do that. It's a urine test. And they can see what your overall iodine levels are, because that typically is a pretty good telltale sign of what's going on. Iodine is a trace mineral that the body desperately needs, and if you don't get enough of it, then the thyroid gland just doesn't work the way it needs to. And sometimes people get on medications when they don't really need to be, and they don't have enough iodine. Iodine is just that essential trace mineral that the body needs for the thyroid to function. And if you're getting a lot of chlorine in your body from showers and pools and tap water, and then the chlorine can come in and block the actual receptor for iodine. So it completely keeps the iodine from getting into the thyroid because it's the same molecular structure. It's called a halide, and it can really get in and block that segment. So one, you know, definite thing you want to look at for sure. But I would check into that. You know, tyrosine is an amino acid as well, and you just really got to look at that, because combining those, you'll figure out a good natural supportive way to take care of it. Iodine typically is the best for a lot of people look at, you know, kelp, but getting iodine in a very concentrated form, it's organic, is typically a better way to go. And the dosages, whomever you get it from, they'll usually have that on the label for what's best. But I would still get a clearance test and have that checked out with your primary care physician, because they're going to be able to tell you exactly, down to the T, exactly what's going on. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. All right, here's the big debate with TV about obesity. They said years ago, of course, the ancient people still had heart disease. So what's the debate? Well, they being scientists, researchers, using CT scans of mummified remains in ancient Egypt, Peru, and the Aleutian Islands, researchers have found evidence of widespread atherosclerosis, which is the hardening of the arteries and fatty substances that build up eventually, leading to heart attack or stroke. That despite the fact that those ancient groups were largely free of today's perilous lifestyle factors such as sugar and fat-laden diets. They didn't smoke and didn't have much inactivity. So a team has evaluated mummies from five different continents, and we've yet to find a culture that didn't have atherosclerosis. So that's interesting. But what does it mean? Well, they say that in this, Dr. Gregory Thomas was a lead researcher, and he said, these days we blame ourselves when our family develops heart disease, but Thomas, the medical director of the Memorial Care Heart and Vascular Institute in Long Beach, he said, well, if you just exercised more, you wouldn't have needed the heart surgery, Thomas said. I think people can stop blaming themselves so much that there is, you know, the genetic factor, too, that can play a role. But before you hang up the running shoes, Thomas also says lifestyle still matters. It's the bulk of what we do that makes a big difference. So just don't expect to remain free of heart trouble simply because you jog every day or eat a healthier diet. Anything can happen. And again, when they did the study on these mummies, they found that genes are another major factor. Genes play an account for a lot of the risk factors, but still, lifestyle trumps them all. And he said that he explained kind of when people manage to survive a lot of the illnesses, they are in a continual state of low-grade inflammation. And that chronic inflammation contributes to atherosclerosis. Now, recently, modern factors include diet and sleep loss, and there could be a range of yet unknown contributors, but for the study, they kept it pretty basic, and the lifestyle factors were some of the biggest keys and biggest factors that people struggle with, which I think is just interesting. But, yeah, genetics are not that big of a piece of it. It's mostly lifestyle. And if we get our lifestyle managed and can come up with a good way to do that, that's going to really help us win the game. A lot of kids underestimate their weight. Many obese and overweight kids don't see themselves that way, which makes achieving a healthy weight almost impossible. A new study says 27% of children and teens underestimate their weight, meaning that they see themselves differently. At the University of Massachusetts Medical School, they said interventions for appropriate weight loss should target children directly because of the major driving forces to lose weight comes from the child's perception of weight. And the report was published recently in Preventing Chronic Disease. They said parents don't understand why their child is overweight or obese, but parents think their child has a glandular problem or some kind of hormone issue, when the reality is the kids are just obese. And it's because of overeating, poor diet, and the like. So you just have to make changes. Dr. David Katz, he's the president of or director of Yale University Prevention Research Center. He takes a broader view in this concept of kids and being overweight. Says, above all, the study highlights the perils of our behavior issues that we have to teach our kids as parents. We'll be right back.
$150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralex stops the pounding. Migralex was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralex, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralex gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralex works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralex. Call 800-550-6612. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralex Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-550-6612. Or go to MigralexRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-550-6612.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years.
Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You'll find some information there and the help there that you need for whatever you're struggling with. That's what we're here for, to help you along the way. All right, going to the phones, let's talk with Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
If you stay between 1,200 calories a day or 2,000, is 2,000 too high? If you're trying to lose 2 pounds a week, I'm trying to lose about 20 pounds. And I would like to know, oatmeal, Special K cereal is what I have. I eat fruit a lot, and I try to stay away from junk food. Fast food is what my problem is.
Well, the calories are based on typically your body weight. So typically, if you want to lose weight, your set point number is around 12 or 13. And so you'll take your body weight. So if it's 150 pounds, you multiply it by 12. That gives you your baseline. Those are how many calories at the baseline your body needs to maintain. That's about what you spend every day. Now, throw exercise on top of that and, you know, some activity, then you start getting less from what you do during the day, and you start looking at your overall caloric intake. So if your output is more than your input, then you're going to drop weight. So it's pretty simple. But you want to always have the right numbers and the right ratios. For example, if whatever your weight is multiplied times 12, that gives you a total number, then you got to break it up in percentages. So I like to break it up about, if you're trying to lose weight, about 30 to 35% protein, 30 to 35% carbohydrate, 30 to 35% fats, healthy fats. So really keeping it in balance, for me, I like to see that, because it really gives the body everything that it needs. You can't cut fats out and really win the battle. Matter of fact, you got to keep your fat levels, have got to be up at a pretty decent level, because the fats don't really make you fat, but they support hormone function. If your hormones are not working right, I mean, nothing's going to work right. So you have to have hormones working at their peak level for your body to really thrive. And when you're looking at weight loss, look at the total picture. So it is what you eat, but it's also your activity level. So increase that as well, 6 days a week. People have a hard time with that, but I can tell you, 6 days a week, about 20 minutes a day, just cardiovascular activity, if you're consistent, can make a tremendous difference in your overall body composition and the way that you feel. So I would look into that just a little bit, because you might be missing a key component that could be helping you. So check into that as well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website and go to oncallradio.com. Let's go to the phones and talk with Renee. Hi, Renee.
I'm on a CPAP machine. I have sleep apnea, and I'm a diabetic type 2, and I have high blood pressure. And also, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, which causes anxiety and panic disorder. And I have recently been going to the hospital back-to-back, like a few weeks ago, maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago. And my heart rate goes up at night. I don't know what to do and how to go about it, but I talked to my doctor, but he put me on clozapine, and that's about it. And I'm on my high blood pressure medicine and high cholesterol medication.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the big issues, too, with the heart rate you're dealing with GABA more than anything. It's a neurotransmitter. And the medications can help it kind of hold down and keep it at bay. But you really want to boost the nutrition levels up in the body. It's going to make a big difference. And I would have someone that does more of the alternative-based medicine to do a blood test on you, and it's checking for all the nutritional deficiencies that can be there. And having that looked into can really make a big difference because it kind of paints a roadmap for where you are. And I would have somebody take a look at that and let you know the numbers, because that can be a big piece just right there in figuring out connecting the dots. Now, the other that you always want to focus on, you got to cut the inflammation out of the body, right? And no one can do that for you but you. It's eating choices. I mean, you can get motivated, excited, but you have to jump in and be the one to do the work. So, you know, as far as that goes, you want to put high-quality nutrition in to help the body rebuild good, new, healthy cells. So, for example, you would do a whole food multivitamin. That would really support the body well. And cod liver oil for your vitamin A, D, and also your omega-3 fats. Then you got probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. That makes a big difference. So whether it's the heart rate or diabetes or blood sugar, if you have a good, solid nutritional foundation, then you can't be shaken. And so no matter what comes in the way of what your body's dealing with, you do very, very well. So you got to kind of build that fortress up to get the immune system strong, build roots in there that can really impact and make a difference. Those are the big keys. If you do that long enough, then you'll really be able to come out on top of that, because it's a challenge, no doubt about it. But if you make the right choice and decision, you can really win. And that becomes one of the biggest issues. But yeah, look into cutting the inflammation out, following more of an anti-inflammatory diet. That can help. That's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show, Diagnosing Hope, one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.